picture's tremendous. Wow, brings back memories, folks. And I thank God for visions of a pastor like Marion Beaver and Nettie Holcomb. Nettie was like a second mother to me, I'm telling you. Over the years, she was involved in my life for a long, long time, and I hers. And her and my mother were very, very, very close friends. And I remember Marion the time she started and the vision she had for starting this. And I'm telling you, heaven knows what God's doing in our midst in this right here. Jane's been one of those workers, too, that we all grew up together and been right here involved. How long have you been working with the Sunshine Class? 2000. Wow. Tell you what. She's going to come and share some things and introduce some folks and let you hear more about what God's doing in such a ministry. And I want Jane to come and share from her heart and then share with others. And let's see, Jane, I'll give you the same one, too. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
And we'd like to welcome you to Sunshine Sunday today. When we say the Sunshine Class, I'm sure you all picture the same thing. You know we go to camp, you think of Willis and playing the harmonica, and for those of you who didn't know the music you just heard while the slides were showing, that was a tape of Willis playing one of the prior years. You know our faces, you know we come almost every week, and you know our songs we like, we sing them every year for them. You on Sunshine Sunday. But this year we wanted to do something a little different. Excuse me. We know you know our class, but the leaders got together and we decided this year you need to know the Sunshine Class members. You know the class is a class for people with disabilities. And I'm sure most of you know somebody who's disabled. Maybe you have someone in your family who has a disability. And that idea probably brings to mind that we can't do a lot of things. Maybe you feel sorry for them. Well, we're here to tell you today, yes, they can. They do a lot and they do it well. And we don't need pity. We need your understanding. We need your encouragement. But they can do much more than I think most of you know. You know, I looked online this week. Marion was talking about our church having the ministry and that not many other churches. I found two churches within driving distance, one in East Cobb, one in Canton, that has a regular program for people that have disabilities. And we're fortunate here for Nettie to have started this program, and we're doing the best that we can to continue it. Life has been hard on our class lately. We have lost some to death. Some of our class members have moved. We do at times have a difficult time keeping up with them after they are moved. There are laws of confidentiality that keep us from being able to maintain contact with them once they're taken out of our area. We're doing our best to get by that, and we have connections, and we'd go to the full extent to keep up with people. We've lost leaders this year and last year, and within the last year, we lost two class members. So our numbers have gotten smaller, but we continue to work and do our very best in our class. And this morning, I'm going to ask our leaders to come down and stand with me. And if you would come down now, leaders, Janet, Morris, Kay, I want all of you down here. If I'm going to be on the spot, I'm going to put you on the spot this morning too. but we would like to talk about our class members, tell you a little bit about some of them, what they can do. Deborah, I'm going to call you down first. Miss Deborah Strong, she's one of our original class members. She started while Nettie was here. I don't know if any of you have ever eaten at McDonald's on South Cobb Drive down near Dixon Shopping Center. Deborah works there, and she is in her 21st year. How many of you can say you've worked at a job for 21 years? How many of your employers want you there for 21 years? Deborah works in the kitchen cooking, and she's gotten some awards lately for her long service at McDonald's. She's there every day. I'm sure she doesn't complain about her job. I think she enjoys it, or she wouldn't keep going. Her and her mother live with her brother and his family. She's a big help at home. She knows how to cook, not only at McDonald's, but believe me, they talk about what they're going home and cooking every day, and I've begged to go home with them. Next, we have Mr. William Brown. William, would you come down? William is also one of our original class members. William is our Hercules in our class. Anytime you need heavy lifting, come and get him. He knows how to do it, and he does it well. And William works at Kroger down on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, and he's been there 20 years also. And he's a stocker now, and he unloads trucks. He lives with his sister, and we enjoy having William. He's a big help to our class. Next, we have Joanne Dobbs. Joanne, you want to come down? In our class every Sunday morning, we have an assembly time. We discuss prayer needs in the church. Miss Joanne knows everybody on the sick list, and chances are during that week she's been to see you if you're in the hospital. She can tell us who's sick, what their condition is, and she visits the sick and the homebound with her mother. They deliver tapes. Joanne works in the nursery. She works during Bible school. And she makes phone calls when people are out sick, not only in our class, but for other people in the church. And she's just a big help in keeping us informed in who is sick that week. And she's also a member of the Sweet Spirit Singers. Next, we have Wendy Carroll. And Wendy is our newest class member. Wendy lives at the Harold Avenue group home. That's where Willis and Amber both lived. And Willis was our new member ambassador, more or less, for our church. Anytime someone new moved in at the group home, the first thing Willis did was ask them to come to church. And that's how Wendy got started. Wendy knows a lot about the Bible. A lot of Sunday mornings I'll be writing the verse on the board before class starts, and she finishes it before I can write it all down. All of our members can't read, but some of them can. Wendy does a really good job of reading, and she helps us out reading from the Bible for the ones that aren't able to do it. I ask a lot of questions during our assembly time, and I can always count on Wendy to be able to answer those questions for me. Next, we have someone who's not here with us this morning, Charles Hudson. I think most of you know Charles. And he has given me permission to talk about him. You probably don't know. Charles was a salesman for a company in College Park. He has a family. He has two daughters who live in Florida. But Charles was involved in a really serious car accident. He lost half of his brain. I don't think they really expected him to be able to do much after that car accident. But they, as he began to heal, they started seeing that he was able to do things again. And he spent 3 years in rehab at Warm Springs. And today he's able to live on his own in his own apartment. he needs help with transportation, but he loves to come to church. He's here every time there's something going on, and he can find a way to get here. And I would like to encourage you to ask him if you know there's something going on, if he needs a way. He only lives about a mile from the church. He used to live closer, and he walked, but now he needs transportation. But Charles dearly loves to come. He comes every Wednesday night. He's here every Sunday unless he's not feeling well. So he has made much progress in overcoming his disability. Next we have Mark Brown. Mark, can you come join us? Mark goes to camp with us every year. He attends his own church with his family here in Marietta. And Mark also works at Kroger down on South Cobb Drive. And he is going to be celebrating his 20th year of employment this year also. And also in June, Mark has a birthday. He's going to be 40 years old. And he lives at home with his parents still. And his mom wanted me to tell you how big a help he is at home. He helps her do laundry. He helps her feed the dogs. He keeps his room. He helps with the dirty dishes after they eat. He helps do yard work. So he's quite capable also of doing things that needs to be done around the house. Next, we have Derek Humphrey. Derek's a longtime member of the Sunshine class too. And whether you know Derek's face, you know his laugh. If you've ever heard him laugh one time, you never forget it. And we still enjoy every time he gets tickled and we get to listen to that laugh. Derek has two jobs. He works at Publix where he's a bagger, and he also works at Target on the East-West Connector a couple of days a week. And he's a stalker there. And he lives at home with his parents. He loves to talk on the telephone to his friends. And he just really enjoys being a part of the Sunshine class, too. Next, we have my son, Jeff McNabb. Jeff has been a part of the Sunshine class since about the year 2000 when I began working with him. Jeff volunteers at Must Ministries 3 days a week. He works with Miss Ruth and Miss Lottie and Mr. Leon. And you don't know how much his job means to him. I'm glad he has a good place to work, that people look after him, and he can feel the accomplishment of doing something well. He's a big help at home, too. His jobs are being the yard man and folding clothes, two things I don't like to do anymore that I have turned over to him. Next, we have someone else who's not with us today, Cindy Inman, and she's Kay King's daughter. She is unable to be with us many Sundays now, but she's been a part of the Sunshine class for a very long time also. She has participated in Special Olympics. I know she's bowled. She's played softball. And she used to be very active in the class when her health allowed and when Nettie was the director. So we wanted to remember Cindy this morning also. We also have Margaret Hames. Many of you know the Hames family. She attends church with her mother at the First Baptist in Marietta. She also has a big part in Special Olympics, and she bowls. And she still lives at home with her mother also. Now I'd like to recognize our group home that attends on a regular basis, and there's Sonia and Gary and Nick and Sarah, and they all live in Smyrna in a group home together. Their house parent, Rocky, is here with them. He has three children of his own. He and his wife run the group home. They have every other weekend off, and they, the rest of the time, they take care of their four people with disabilities who live with them. Now, how many of you can imagine getting three children ready of your own to do anything, but then you've got four more that live with you that need help getting ready every day? We want to salute their family. He makes it a point to see that these four people are here in church with us almost every Sunday. The weeks that he has off, his caregivers that relieve him bring them to church. And we're just delighted that they're a part of our class and are able to participate with us. They all go to the training center. Some of them work with Meals on Wheels, delivering food to people. And they're a part of the Parks and Recreation Social Club program that provides recreation for people with disabilities. And they just enjoy having a good time. And then I want to recognize Miss Janae, and she has brought, she is the caregiver for Rocky's group, but she also works at other group homes, and she has brought three men with her today from another group home that she works at. And we're delighted to have, come on up, guys, we're delighted to have them with us today, too. And they come whenever they can. They live in Mableton in a group home, so transportation is an ongoing problem for them and for many of our class. Transportation is the big thing. You know, not everybody has family or caregivers that care that they're in church, that they are involved in a program that ministers to them. So we're fortunate when we find a caregiver or a house parent that sees that this is an important part of their lives. So I've told you a little bit about what they can do, and I want you to see, even though these people can't do everything, they do have some limitations. They've been able to overcome that. They are able to do something in their life that's important to them, and it makes them feel good. It's an accomplishment that not everybody can say they have. So this is your Sunshine Class, Olive Springs, and we wanted you to know all about them this morning. Yeah. And now I have Linda Mays wants to come and talk with you for a few minutes. We drafted her a few years ago to be in our class. And once you come to our class, we do not let you go. You are there for life. Or if your health requires that, you can't do it anymore. And secretly, we have so much fun. Once you get there, you don't want to leave.
A little over a year before Margaret Cole died, she cornered me one day and said she wanted me to go down and start helping her in her Sunday school class. Well, I was perfectly content in the pairs and spares class and really didn't have any idea that I would ever want to leave that class. Well, I didn't know how to respond, so I said, well, I will think about it. The next week, she said, have you thought about it? And I said, well, I'm not really sure what I want to do. And so for the next few weeks, she would corner me and she'd say, have you thought about it? And I said, well, I've gotten to the point I'm praying about it. So anyway, she worked on me for months. So finally, between Margaret and God, I decided I needed to be in the Sunshine class. So I came to the realization that that's really where I needed to be. So I left the pairs and spares and went to the sunshine class. And I said, I will sit in with you and just observe you teach the class. Well, not only was Margaret working on me, but she was also working on Jenny Bentley. So a few Sundays after I went in, here comes Jenny. She'd gone through the same process that I had. So not too many weeks before Margaret died, after class one Sunday, she said, I want to tell you two why I wanted you to come to my Sunday school class. She said, I had to make sure that my kids would have teachers when I'm no longer here. A few weeks later, we were going to Carmichael Funeral Home to attend a funeral. Jenny and I were walking up the walk just behind, I believe, MD and Margaret. Margaret fell, and she broke her hip. And so Jenny and I went to the emergency room over at Cobb Center, and we were in the emergency room with Margaret. Well, not only had she broken her hip, she had broken her arm too, I think, and they didn't find that until later. And so when we started to leave, Margaret said, Ted, tell my kids that I love them. She never got to come back to class, but we told those kids every Sunday that Margaret loved them, and she sent messages to them. Now, every person in the Sunshine class is unique and special. But I want to share something with you that I think will probably blow you out of your seats about one particular member in that class. There were two of them that we've lost this year, Mr. Willis Mills, and you heard him play his harmonica. The last time he played, which was, what, 2 years ago, Jane? His health had progressively gotten worse, and on Sunday morning, sometimes we wouldn't even recognize the song he was playing. So we debated about whether to have him play that last time. But we made the decision to do it. And I shall never forget it. We were all sitting there waiting, and I think it was Power in the Blood is what he played. He didn't miss a note. It was perfect. The second person was a large black man who always sat right down here. His name was Amber Turner. Now, Amber had a lot of health problems. He underwent dialysis, I think, maybe 3 times a week. He had allergies. He had heart problems. He had all kinds of things. And he was nearly blind. And one of the first things I did when I went to the class was I purchased one of the full-page size magnifying glasses so that he could follow along in our Sunday school book. Well, it was amazing, his knowledge of the Bible. Jenny and I joked about it because we team teach that class. It didn't matter the topic. He could tell the whole story, and he knew the scripture as well. But the thing I remember most about Amber Turner was his praying. Now, over the years, I've listened to lots and lots and lots of people pray. And nobody has ever had the effect, the lasting effect on me that Amber Turner had. Now, last October, I got up on a Friday morning, and I was just really in severe pain. And so I went to the emergency room, and they ran tests on me all day Friday, all day Saturday. And Sunday, I was down there getting ready for another test. And I was in a room totally by myself. The technician had left and was coming back. And by that time, I was just really, really anxious, I guess you could say. And I was lying there on this bed, and just all of a sudden, I just became real, real anxious. And, of course, I had been praying, you know, during the 2 days prior to that, but that morning I was just so upset. And I looked, it was as if God drew my vision to this clock on the wall. It was 10 o'clock. And I knew what was going on in the Sunshine class. I knew that Jane or Janet, whoever was leading, was going to be asking for prayer requests. And I knew they'd be praying for me. But I also knew that when they got to our class, that Amber would be praying for me. Amber always prayed for he could do a short prayer, but it was comprehensive. He didn't miss anything. He always prayed for his teachers, and he prayed. If Jenny was gone somewhere or I was gone somewhere, He always prayed for us. He was probably one of the greatest prayer warriors that's ever entered Olive Springs Baptist Church. And you know, when I realized that, it was like I became totally calm. I knew that God was going to take care of me, and I knew that they were praying for me. Well, Amber always began his prayer with, "Lord, I thank you for waking me up every day of my life." It didn't matter how many times he prayed, if he prayed out in assembly, if he prayed in our class following that, he always started out his prayer with, "Lord, I thank you for waking me up every day of my life." In November, Miss Jenny Bentley's husband fell and broke his hip on a Saturday. So I was with her at the hospital on Saturday and Sunday morning, so we both missed Sunday school. But Amber was here. The next morning, I got up to go back to the hospital to be with Jenny, and I got a phone call from Janet telling me that Amber had died during the night. So I went down to the hospital, and Brenda Vickers and Jenny met me at the door, and I said, "Jenny, I said, the Lord woke Amber up this morning in his arms. He awoke in the arms of Jesus." And I said, "What greater way to go? He was here on Sunday morning, and he was in Jesus' arms the next day." But I have found myself, since he died, every morning I wake up, I say, "Thank you, Lord, for waking me up every day of my life."
And before I close, I feel like I need to explain to you. I know you probably think that our class, we have a lot of fun. We do a lot of things to entertain. But I want you to know our class members understand far more.
That's right. Yeah.
Than you realize. And we are amazed every Sunday. The last couple of weeks, we have been talking about what it means to be a Christian and what it means to be saved. And they were able to answer every question I asked them concerning that. So before you judge them that they can't do, stop and think. You know, all of us sitting here, to some degree, there's something we don't do well, and we've learned to get by and get around that problem. And that's exactly what they do every day. Thank goodness for Nettie Holcomb and for Marion allowing her to fulfill her dream. In September, our class will be 25 years old. And though we're not as big a group as we used to be, we're still there. And if we have our way, we'll always be there. So, and at this time, if any of our class members or anyone else has any comments they'd like to make, I'd like to open it up to you. Did anybody have anything they'd like to add? Okay. So, thank you for allowing us to celebrate one more year. And thank you for being the church that you are and supporting us. Every time we've ever asked for anything, you've always been there with whatever we needed. We always need help. If any of you think you can do this, it really doesn't take a lot. All it takes is a willingness to try it. Just ask us. None of us... have really prepared for the job. We just kind of slid into it and took off from there. So we would welcome your help if you feel the desire or the calling to come and join us. And like I said, once you get there, we won't ever let you go. Thank you.